Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Today, we continue our lesson all about blood diamonds. We talked about some of the violent ways in which blood diamonds are funding some evil around the world.
That's right. We talked about how many diamond mines are found in some African countries like Sierra Leone.
Now, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about how this affects us. Of course, many of us enjoy buying diamonds. They do say they're a girl's best friend.
They do say that. So what do we need to be aware of, and how can we make sure that these type of things aren't happening in the world? We're going to talk about it in today's lesson. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Blood diamonds. To restrict the blood diamond trade, the international community has taken action, with many nations prohibiting imports from countries where diamond profits fuel war. 60 nations have joined the Kimberley Process, nations that have pledged to be accountable for how they engage in the diamond trade. Member nations commit to enforcing strict standards for mining and trading diamonds, and keeping their own actions in the diamond trade transparent. Member nations also agree to buy and sell diamonds only with nations that are part of the Kimberley Process. The Kimberley Process Certification Scheme, KPCS, involves issuing every diamond a certificate confirming that it was mined, cut, and traded in an ethical manner.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 accountable 这个形容词，意思是负责任的、有责任的。例如 ，employees are expected to be accountable for their decisions, especially when those decisions affect customer safety. 员工应该对自己的决定负责，尤其当这些决定影响到顾客安全时。片语。Hold someone accountable for something 表示让某人为某事负责。譬如 If we don't hold each other accountable for our goals, it's way too easy to give up. 如果我们不彼此督促为达成目标而负责，就很容易会半途而废。名词 accountability 则是指负责、责任感。譬如 True accountability requires honest reflectionclear communication, and a willingness to correct mistakes. 真正的负责需要诚实的反省、清楚的沟通以及愿意修正错误。
All right, friends, let's talk about some ways we can make sure we're not buying blood diamonds, but perfectly clean ones.
All right, we read here, to restrict the blood diamond trade, the international community has taken action. We see the first term we need to talk about here, friends, to take action.
All right, to take action means to do something actively to solve a problem.
For example, the group has taken action against pollution.
All right, so the international community has taken action with many nations prohibiting imports from countries where diamond profits fuel war.
If you prohibit something, friends, it means that you officially stop something. Prohibiting something is usually something done by the government or someone in authority.
Here's another example sentence. There are laws in many places prohibiting smoking indoors.
So we see here that the international community is trying to do something to make sure that these diamonds don't get on the market. 60 nations have joined the Kimberley process, nations that have pledged to be accountable for how they engage in the diamond trade.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. The Kimberley process. Well, let's talk about what this is.
Yeah, and we read here, member nations commit to enforcing strict standards for mining and trading diamonds and keeping their own actions in the diamond trade transparent. We see a few things in this sentence we should talk about. First, let's talk about that term to commit to.
All right, let's commit to learning what this means. When you commit to something, you promise to do it.
So, for example, you could say, try and commit to daily exercise. There's something else here that we need to look at, friends, and it's that word transparent.
All right, transparent. When you are transparent, you're open and clear about what you're doing. You're not trying to hide or lie about it.
Processes should be transparent, especially with things like where diamonds come from or where any product comes from when you're purchasing it.
All right, so these nations want to be transparent. Member nations also agree to buy and sell diamonds only with nations that are part of this Kimberley process.
The idea here is that they're just not even going to touch those diamonds that have been mined using slave labor or have been mined to fuel or fund these civil wars. So these nations are making sure that they are only selling or buying diamonds with other nations that have agreed to do this as well.
All right, let's continue. The Kimberley Process Certification Scheme, that's the KPCS, involves issuing every diamond a certificate confirming that it was mined, cut, and traded in an ethical manner.
A certificate can be a great thing to have, and it's not just for diamonds. A certificate is an official paper proving something.
Let's talk about one common kind of certificate. A birth certificate. You get that when you're born. It confirms that you were born in a certain place and in a certain country.
You could also get a certificate when you finish a course of study, and that would be called a certification. That certificate shows you are certified to do that thing.
All right, so each diamond that is bought through this process has this certificate. So hopefully you can really trace where it's from.
That's the idea.
All right, but hopefully that always happens. Of course, there are always going to be issues.
Exactly. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about this. So let's continue on right now with our next reading.
Blood diamonds. The Kimberley process does have some weaknesses. It can be difficult to enforce, and corrupt officials can falsely claim that some diamonds' origins are free from conflict. Additionally, some groups argue that the Kimberley process defines blood diamonds too narrowly, causing important problems to be overlooked. Some jewelers, however, take steps beyond those required by the Kimberley process to ensure that their diamonds come from ethical sources.
Jeweler 是指珠宝商, 也是指设计、制作或销售珠宝的人。 譬如, the jeweler recommended resizing the ring to ensure it would fit comfortably for years. 珠宝商建议调整戒指的尺寸，以确保在未来多年都佩戴的舒适。Jewelry则是指珠宝或是首饰，它是不可数名词哦。譬如 ，many people wear jewelry not just for style, but also for sentimental or cultural reasons. 许多人佩戴珠宝不只是为了时尚，也是为了情感或文化原因。另一个相关名词是 jewel， 是指宝石。 它是指单颗的珍贵石头，譬如 The museum displayed a rare jewel that had been discovered deep inside an ancient cave. 博物馆展出了在古老洞穴深处被发现的一件稀有宝石。
So we learned all these nations are coming together to make sure these diamonds don't come from these bad places. But, not everything always works out.
Let's find out about some of the problems that there have been with the Kimberley process. We read together, the Kimberley process does have some weaknesses.Friends, weaknesses are parts that are not strong.
For example, it's good to know what your personal weaknesses are so you can improve.
So let's learn about some of the weaknesses that the Kimberley process has. It can be difficult to enforce, and corrupt officials can falsely claim that some diamonds' origins are free from conflict.There are a lot of great things to look at in that sentence.
Right. Let's start off with the word enforce. This means to make sure rules are followed. Sometimes it means to hand out punishments when the rules are broken.
Let's use that word enforce in a sentence. Police enforce traffic laws.
All right. Let's go on to our next term here. We've seen it before. Let's talk about it. What does corrupt mean?
Corrupt means to be dishonest, especially when we're talking about those in power.
Okay, here's another example. Make sure to avoid corrupt officials. They won't deal with you fairly.
So what does this mean when we're talking about this here? These corrupt officials might have some type of personal interest in this diamond trade. Maybe they are part of those rebel groups, or maybe they're making some kind of money from the mining of these diamonds. That would make them corrupt and unable to fairly decide what's good and what's not.
Yeah, after all, there is a lot of money involved.And that makes things complicated. People like money.
Definitely. And we see something else we need to talk about, friends. It's the idea of being free from something.
All right, here we're saying free from conflict. If you're free from something, you're without that thing. You don't have it. It's not something that you want.
Let's use it in a sentence. This food is free from sugar. There's no sugar in it at all.
Let's continue reading here.Additionally, some groups argue that the Kimberley process defines blood diamonds too narrowly.
So this means that the definition of what is a blood diamond and what isn't, that's not agreed upon by everyone.
Right, there are some things that maybe should be blood diamonds, but aren't considered them.
Right, we read here causing important problems to be overlooked.Maybe there is more to the story here. There are other problems, but those problems aren't being addressed.
Not by the Kimberley process. Some jewelers, however, that's a hard word to say, take steps beyond those required by the Kimberley process to ensure that their diamonds come from ethical sources.
They come from ethical sources. So the idea here, friends, is...How, once diamonds are mined, how do they get to retailers where people buy them? That process involves a lot of different people from a lot of different countries, so jewelers are trying to find a way to track that process.
It sounds like some jewelers are even more strict than the Kimberley process guidelines.
Yeah, and you can expect if you are buying jewelry from these type of retailers, those diamonds are going to be a lot more expensive.
Because there are a lot of costs involved. What do you think, friends?Would you like to buy a conflict-free diamond? That's one term we often use for these diamonds that are not blood diamonds.
Exactly. Blood diamonds and conflict-free diamonds, those are two opposites. Well, we are not done learning about this, friends. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends.Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Take steps. Okay, goofy story. I decided to learn skateboarding at my age. First try, wobbly legs, arms flapping like a confused chicken, and a spectacular tumble into the bushes. Ouch! But I took steps to get better.
watched tutorials, practiced slowly, even bought knee pads. No more bush dives, just smooth rolls. Take steps means to start doing things to achieve a goal or fix a problem. It's like climbing stairs, one action at a time toward the top. We use take because steps feel like something you actively grab and do. Let's take steps to think of some new sentences. The school took steps to reduce bullying by starting fun team-building games. Here's another. If you want to save money, take steps like packing lunch instead of eating out. Let's compare that phrase to some others. Take action is direct for doing something right away. For example, when the leak started, Dad took action and fixed the problem. Make progress means moving forward bit by bit. For example, by studying daily, Olivia made progress on her tough science project. My skateboarding saga, taking steps, turned me from flop to fun. Proof that small moves lead to big wins. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Blood diamonds. The more wealth an industry produces, the more corruption it inspires. Thus, it is no surprise that the diamond trade has been used for evil. Progress is uneven, but international pressure has made it harder for blood diamonds to be moved around freely to fund violence.
Uneven 表示不平的、不均匀的。譬如 ，The ground was so uneven that several people had trouble walking across it safely. 地面很不平坦，导致好几个人很难安全地走过去。我们来学另一个形容词 ，unbalanced， 意思是不平衡的、不公正的。譬如 ，The schedule looked unbalanced.With too many tasks assigned to only one team. 这份工作计划看起来不均衡，太多任务只分配给了同一个团队。再来学一个形容词 patchy, 意思是零星的、不完整的。譬如 The report contained patchy information, leaving several important details unexplained or missing entirely. 这份报告内容不完整，几个关键细节没有说明或完全找不到。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, now it's time for us to put all of these ideas we've been talking about together.
Well, we read here, the more wealth an industry produces, the more corruption it inspires. This is such a true sentence, unfortunately. Let's break it down.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of the things. One of these is industry. We've talked about this word before. An industry is a business sector. It's all the different companies and groups that are working in the same kind of thing.
Here's how you could use it in a sentence. The film industry makes movies.
Right, there are many different kinds of industries. Here we're talking about the jewelry industry, and we see the more wealth it produces, the more corruption it inspires.
Like Garrett said earlier, when there is money involved, there can be corruption. Corruption is dishonest behavior by those in power.
For example, it's important to fight against corruption in government.
So we see here, because the jewelry industry is making so much money, a lot of people who want to be dishonest become corrupt. Thus, it is no surprise that the diamond trade has been used for evil.
It is no surprise. If something is no surprised, it's not shocking. It's totally expected.
Let's use it in a sentence. It's no surprise he won. Everyone expected him to.
All right, so it's no surprise that the diamond trade has been used for evil. Progress is uneven, but international pressure has made it harder for blood diamonds to be moved around freely to fund violence.
That's a big part of this, friends, is being able to track those diamonds, where they came from and where they're going. The other issue here is that certain countries care about this more than others. That's why we read here that progress is uneven.
Progress is uneven, but it does sound like some things are happening to stop this, and just reducing it some is a good thing.
That's right. Any progress is good progress.
All right, friends. While we're not quite done yet, we need to learn some more. Let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 the more 什么什么逗号 the more 什么什么的句型，它在表达越如何如何就越如何如何的因果或对应关系。句子前后各有一个子句，两边都以 the 加比较级作为开头，形成平行对应。第一个 the more 子句表示原因或前提，第二个 the more 子句则表示结果或对应的变化。两个子句要用逗号分开，可以用来比较名词。例如 the more effort you put into your work, the more success you will achieve. 你付出的努力越多，所获得的成就就越大。也可以用来比较形容词或副词。例如 the harder you study, the more knowledge you gain. 你越努力学习，所获得的知识就越多。
All right, friends, we've come to the end of our lesson talking all about blood diamonds. And now it's time for us to think about our own opinions when it comes to this topic.
All right, let's read our talk about it question. How do you think the international community should respond when resources like diamonds are used to fund violence?
This is a really big question, Garrett, and it's really hard for me to think about because I'm not involved in the government of any of these countries. When we're talking about the international community, we're really talking about the people in charge.
Yes, this is true. I think another aspect of this question is to not just say violence. We're talking about bad violence, like getting slave labor or fighting against just civilians. Of course, not all violence is bad.
Yeah, and I think something that I think about is the idea of being a conscious consumer. It's really good to know what you're buying and where it comes from, but if the people who are selling that to you are being dishonest about it, it is very hard to be a conscious consumer. So yes, we need to think about where these things are coming from, but we also have to hold other people accountable for what they're telling us.
Right, so the simple answer is hopefully the international community just won't buy those diamonds. It's hard to keep track of, but different governments and other organizations are trying to track those things and prevent it.
This is a pretty controversial topic, to be honest, friends. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about this. Who should get involved? Who should hold these countries or governments accountable? These are all things that are pretty political, and you can talk about your opinion about these in English.
Right. Talk about them in English. And of course, enjoy and appreciate those diamonds if you own any of them yourself.
That's right. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Yours at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.